Same ground, different sound, you're on Homo Ground. This is Scantron with episode 159. That was the song Number 9 from Wishlist, a five-piece alternative rock pop punk band from Long Island, New York, with a little 90s flair for your listening pleasure. Speaking of 90s, last night we just had our wretched 90s-themed queer party at Don Pedro in Brooklyn. We had some awesome bands playing Blood Flames, Thick, and Drella, all bands based here in New York City, and of course DJ Show Me Noise, and we had a special performance by Heather, who performed as Dolly Parton singing Come to My Window. It was very awesome, and thanks to everyone who came out, and also thanks to everyone who came came out to our Homo Ground Day Party show at Silent Barn the weekend before. I know we skipped a week on the podcast. Sorry about that. The weather's been getting nice and it's hard to want to force yourself to sit down at a computer for a long time and talk to it when the sun is outside calling my name. Let's just get to the music today. I've got more music from Wishlist coming up. They're a closely knit band whose drummer, bassist, and guitarist have been playing together since high school. They have a dynamic sound and energetic stage presence. They always enjoy meeting new people and sharing stories and experiences. When we asked them what their biggest challenge is, they said, "As a band, right now our biggest challenge is playing our music for people who might like it. Long Island has a different sound than the one we are playing, so it's been slow going, but a challenge most bands faced. Finding your people is never easy." And yes, I will agree to that. Finding your people is never easy. That's one of the reasons why I started doing things like Homo Ground, so I can meet those other people. If you make it, they will come and you will meet those like-minded folks. So if you want to find out more information about Wishlist, head over to homoground.com/episode159. Coming up, I've got their songs My Ultimate, Negative Spaces, and White Water.
We'll be right back.
So what's going on with you guys? What are you guys up to these days? I know the weather is getting nicer. In most places, people are spending more time outside, taking trips. Let us know what you're up to. Hit us up on Twitter. Our handle is homoground. Share a picture with us on Instagram. Post something on our Facebook page. I don't know what you do. We're on Tumblr too. Can hit us up on our phone line at 240-389-4666. Those last letters spell out HOMO. Shout out to all of our new listeners, especially those that I've met recently. If you're listening, this shout out goes out to you. So thanks for checking us out. Coming up next is Godmother, a Berlin-based band that plays oldies but newbies, finding that middle ground between the strange and the strangely familiar. The title of their most recent release is called Transgenre EP, which indicates the group's polymorphous musical behavior as they indulge in their wordplay fetish. The EP is out now, but it's limited to 100 cassettes, and it's also available as a free download at newpangea.biz. The band is made up of Joey on vocals and keys, Rocco on electric cello, T-Word on sax, and Sarah on electric drums. They play shows from dingy basement venues to prestigious arts and film festivals, even a sex club and a vodka distillery. They've shared stages with the likes of Peaches, JD Samson, Cakes Tequila, Light Asylum, and James K. They just had their EP release at the end of April, but you can catch them on June 13th at the Torstrubben Festival in Berlin, and July 3rd at Loud and Proud Fest in Nantes, France. One of the members, Joey, is also a host of Ex-Patriarch Radio that features underground queer music from not just Berlin, but pretty much all over. So if you like Homoground, I suggest you definitely check out Ex-Patriarch. I think you'll enjoy it a lot. So coming up, I've got new songs off the Transgenre EP. Coming up is MTFTM and One-Eyed Snake Oil. To find out more info, head over to homoground.com/episode159.
We were young and we were restless, and we were always on the guest list. Still flat-chested and we still had dicks. Back before a sex machine existed. Then one day, you pull off 180. I said, dude, you look just like a lady. But I must confess, you sure look good with breasts. So I followed suit and I put on a dress. From chasing pennies. Can you sympathize? Finding our size was never easy. We stole designer skirts and then returned dough. We stuck dollar bras before we burned them, and we sensed an end to our feminine era as we painted our mustaches with our mascara. MTFTM. I got a boat job, you got your own vessel of life, and we even got Adam's apples, implants from the ribcage bones of Marilyn Manson. Don't deep nuts, vasectomy, what else would you? have a double mastectomy. Yeah, we spent all our money on elective surgery, but at least now we're free from sexist marketability. Is a rectum empty?
Was music from Godmother. Yeah, oh, so I mentioned the day party that we had, but I didn't really talk about much of it, just how it's nice outside and all that. But yeah, so Dream Phone came from Pittsburgh to play the show in Brooklyn, along with Lazy Queen and the Meltaways, and it was fucking awesome. And also this youth performance hip-hop group, they did some performances, some dancing, some rap songs. It was really awesome. Thanks for Silent Barn for hosting. Yeah, it was a fun time. So thanks for everyone who came out. It was nice to see a lot of my friends that I have known from my life in North Carolina. And also, we ran out of stickers. So I ordered some stickers like a month ago, but they haven't gotten here yet. I think they should be getting here soon. So at these events, I put out feminist playing cards and put like a little label on the back and just gave those out to people. So if you got a feminist playing card at one of these events, take a picture of it or, I don't know, put it somewhere cool. If you do take a picture of it, tag us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, whatever you like to do. Maybe we'll reblog you or repost you. So yeah. Okay, coming up is Wild Boar, a heavy avant-punk trio from Brooklyn. Carly on drums and vocals, Coco on guitar and vocals, and Danny on bass and vocals. They blend brash, post-punk sounds and aggressive riotous vocals in a live show that is never boring. Wild Boar is an all-female queer and queer-allied band. They discovered bands through Homoground and our events, and they want to be part of our amazing community. They love sharing the stage with other queer musicians, and they said it's important to them to reach the community as their audience as well. When we asked them what their biggest challenge is, they said, "As a band, our biggest challenge is life in New York City. It's hard to make time to create and perform and still pay rent, commuting, debauchery, and nourishment. We combat this the best way we can, by rehearsing religiously and communicating ideas daily, forming a supportive bond and reliable creative outlet. We love New York City and everything it has to offer, but we can't wait to take a break from the grind and hit the road on our first tour this spring," which they are just actually wrapping up. They played last night in Cincinnati, but they do have some shows coming up, so fear not if you miss them. You can still catch them in New York. I'm not sure when they'll be back on the road again, but they'll be playing May 16th at The Flat in Brooklyn and June 13th at Pianos in Manhattan. So to find out more info on them and keep updated with their tour dates, head over to homoground.com/episode159 to find links to their website. And coming up, I've got songs from them called Mine, Mon Ami Elise, and Eddie Munster.
Line your eyes, yeah.
That was awesome. I'm definitely going to try to catch them when they play up here in New York again. Coming up next is Perfect Pussy from New York, a five-piece made up of Ray McAndrew, Garrett Kowalski, Greg Ambler, Sean Sutkus, and Meredith Graves. Recently, there was a profile written up on Meredith Graves by Meredith Heil that I really liked. Two Merediths doing some pretty awesome things. Meredith Heil's the director of the short documentary film Whistling Dixie, about queer bands in the South, and is also the producer of First Person, a new show about gender identity, sexuality, and queer community, hosted by Kristen Russo of Everyone is Gay. And Meredith also is a writer of many, many other things. If you recently saw an article about Ani DeFranco, I think it was called 32 Reasons and Then Some, basically about why Ani is irrelevant these days. I suggest you definitely go check it out. It's very hilarious and pretty spot on. But yeah, Meredith recently interviewed Meredith from Perfect Pussy in Brooklyn Magazine, and I just wanted to read this little paragraph about that. It said, Meredith Graves, who inhabits her front woman role as a fearless, growling darling of the noise punk scene. Unafraid to speak, scream really, her mind on stage, yes, but also off, where she writes for places like Rookie and The Hairpin. In that way, Graves is like many New Yorkers, in that she's figuring out how to juggle a myriad of jobs, obligations, and creative pursuits, all while making space for what she calls those little pockets of happiness. Just really like that piece, and I think it sums up, you know, not just Meredith from Perfect Pussy, but yeah, just a lot of creatives and musicians and writers and people here living in New York. So I thought that was really fitting. But yeah, you can check out Perfect Pussy May 23rd at Brooklyn Bazaar in Brooklyn, New York, obviously. And if you want to find out more tour dates from them, you can head over to homoground.com/episode159. Coming up, I've got the songs titled 3, 4, An Adult World, The Secret. was music by Perfect Pussy. If you're in the New York City area on Saturday, May 9th, that's coming up, head over to Nola Darling in Manhattan for a really awesome lineup. It's a Homo Ground co-curated event. Part of the proceeds from the event will be going towards the True Colors Fund. Bands playing that night will be Mind Troll, Clinical Trials, Penguin, Ludlow, Ejacula, Kid in the Attic, and The Bright Smoke. All of those bands should seem familiar to you if you've been listening to the Homo Ground podcast for a while. A lot of these bands have played, actually all of these bands except for Ludlow Ejacula, which is a new band, but all the other bands have either been on the podcast or played a Homo Ground show. So it'll be a fun time. Lots of friendly people, good music. What more can you ask for? The show starts at 7:30. Doors are at 7, and it's at 161 West 22nd Street. But yeah, you can find out more info on our Facebook page. Feel free to RSVP and invite your friends. Closing out tonight, I've got one more band, Sarah Century from Seattle. Sarah is a queer independent multimedia artist strongly informed by punk, comic books, pulp heroes, art house cinema, and the avant-garde. Referred to as Goth Julie Ruin, her music is fueled by equal parts feminism and dark humor. She released two albums via Tiny Amp Records in 2014 and is a constantly mobile force of expression and progressive attitudes. Sarah Century will be touring in May as a one-woman musical, releasing a tape and music video in June, and launching a weekly podcast about queer culture in May also, hosting the solo female artist festival Gatas y Vatas in Seattle in September, and she's working on releasing more short films, working on a horror comic, and is just, I don't even know how she juggles all these projects and do them very awesomely. So to find out more info, you can head over to homoground.com/episode159. You can find links to find out more information about all of these amazing projects that Sarah Century is working on. And I've got a song by her called The Tarot Reading.
Over my two. I wish I could look. Contemplating fate, hoping that somehow it is not too late. Well, have you ever become a queen of sports, always standing next to burning buildings? She was a girl who could become a sport. The way she was to me is just a I would try to run away, but you can never escape your fate. And spilled cups lie in the aftermath of all we say. You see, I know by now the games that people play. Would you mind if I met with you all? What you were in life, I shall be in death, a fool tracing off the side of every cliff I find. At the tarot reading.
Thanks again for listening to another episode of the Homo Ground Podcast. I'm Scantron. Thanks to everyone that tunes in. You can subscribe to us on iTunes, homoground.com/iTunes. Look us up on all the social media sites. Really means a lot to us when you share and like and comment on things. Keeps us going, keeps us motivated to keep putting out these episodes. Me and Jackson have been planning some things, some new ideas. Hopefully, you know, we can get past the just idea generation and start putting them into action. You know how hard that can be sometimes. But yeah, also if you are in Brooklyn and you're a runner, there's the Brooklyn Pride 5K, I believe. Jackson and I and some of our other friends will be running, I guess as Team Homo Ground. We don't have, I guess we have shirts. We could just wear our shirts. But yeah, if you're interested in joining us, we'll post the link to where you can sign up to register for that. It'll be a good time. We can hang out outside, do something active. But yeah, so thanks for listening. I'm going to close out with one more song by Perfect Pussy. It's actually a Sugar Cube's cover of the song Leash Called Love. All right, enjoy your week, guys, and see you next week.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.